Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today the topic, as usual, is inspired by this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is called Why I Dislike Hollywood. We're also going to talk about marriage, because I have a special guest or guests. I'm not sure if both are going to show up, but you can find my columns all over, and especially at brucesalen.com. Just hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page, and the drop-down menu will give you tons of options. I hope you'll follow me on Twitter, at Bruce Salen, and like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, where we have surpassed 5,000 likes and are heading to 5,050. It seems we've stalled for a while, but we're over the hump of 5,000, of which I'm very happy. So I want to give you a brief update on my Kickstarter campaign. We started a Kickstarter campaign to raise money to publish a really high-quality coffee table book of the first 100 Because I Said So comic strips. We've raised over $1,000 so far, but that's only about 10% of what we need to do this project, and we only have 3 weeks left. So I really hope you'll at least check it out. You go to Kickstarter.com and type in Because I Said So, and you'll get to our video page and all the interesting and I think really fun prizes. At the very least, you get a book for less than the cost of printing it, frankly. And at the higher end, you get all kinds of fun things, including, if you want, an appearance on my radio show. It's a cool project, and I'm really hoping we hit our goals, because you don't hit your goals, you don't get anything. Plus, I'm giving 10% of everything I get to a local charity, Safe Launch, which is a wonderful charity that educates and empowers teens to deal with and avoid addiction. So for locals in Santa Barbara, I certainly hope you will support the Kickstarter project and indirectly Safe Launch. Today's guests are Cheryl and Harley Laban for some political talk. Boy, with the government shut down, I imagine she'll have a few things to say. Our special guests are Jenny and Rufus Triplett, authors of the book Surviving Marriage in the 21st Century, and Dr. Jennifer Weberman is back with us for Therapy Wrap. But first, the news. The new Because I Said So comic strip is called Dad is Excited About His Kickstarter Book. How coincidental is that? As well. At Dad Chat tonight, it is a double header with Jenny and Rufus Triplett, because we're going to be talking about surviving marriages. They have 13 tips in their book, and they are an amazing couple. I've had the joy and pleasure of meeting them in person, and it was one of those things where, for me, it was instant love. I just loved them, and they are lovable. They are a very terrific couple, and their book is one of those short, easy-to-read books that just has practical and really valuable advice. You can stay in the loop at brucesalen.com and sign up for my weekly newsletter. Just go to the homepage, give me your vitals, and I will send you a weekly newsletter, and you will be on no list and not get any spam, I promise. The new I'm Not That Dad vlog is called Descent, and it's a sort of a stop motion video that I did as a plane I was on was landing, and I took 2 and 3 second shots as it went from above the clouds to below the clouds to its landing at LAX. And I think it's kind of fun. And if Richard is ready, he'll give me a thumbs up. He is ready. We're going to do a Dad's Point of View life lesson. So here we go.
You got to accentuate the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative.
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. The only thing you can do as the parent of a teenager is to try and keep them alive. Of course, there's more that you think you can do, but if you're really honest with yourself, you know that most teens stop listening to mom and dad shortly after they reach that teen milestone. Mark Twain said it best when he said, "When I was a boy of 14, my father was so ignorant I could hardly stand to have the old man around. But when I got to be 21, I was astonished at how much he had learned in 7 years." So I assert that over 100 years later, it's only gotten worse, as parenting our teens means dodging so many contemporary dangers. Do your best. Keep them alive. Later, they'll remember some of what you told them, hopefully. I'm Bruce Salen. You can find me at brucesalen.com. And please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, that's one of you.
Keep them alive. That's about all we can do when we got teens. So why do I dislike Hollywood? Well, my son took me to see a new movie that starred actors I highly respect. Jake Gyllenhaal and I am forgetting the Hugh Jackman, who I adore both actors, and there were other good actors in it as well. Yet it was one of those ugly, mean movies with extreme violence that left me wanting to take a shower afterwards. And I was just incredibly struck by, why would these actors want to be in this movie? There was nothing redeeming about it. There was nothing socially of value. It was well made. It had an intricate plot, but it was just dark and it was dirty and ugly. Now, the other movie that I've written about in this regard was The Dark Knight, the one with Heath Ledger portraying the Joker. It did something like $1.5 billion in box office, so it obviously was successful. Though the irony is most R-rated movies underperform their PG and PG-13 counterparts. This is one of those facts that Hollywood doesn't like to talk about, but it's true. Michael Medved wrote an incredible book on it called Hollywood versus America, in which the statistics are overwhelmingly in favor of more wholesome sort of movies. I'm not saying that we can't do the darker movies. There's a place for them. But the volume of darkness in our culture, from movies, television, rap, video games, I think is so damaging that it has desensitized our kids to real pain and suffering. Obviously, there are the wackos, like the shooter in Aurora, Colorado, who was inspired by that Joker character to carry out his mass shootings. And yes, we can point to the one in the Naval Yards recently who loved video games. I've seen a lot of ads for Grand Theft Auto 5, and it's so interesting how they make it look like a cartoon. They do cartoon images that are highly stylized when, in fact, the game itself is a lot more realistic. It celebrates violence against authority, violence against innocence, and it is highly popular. So some of the comments to this column in my blog on my website, bruceallen.com, have been, well, if they didn't make it and people didn't go to it, that's obviously they're giving us what people want. And I suppose some of that's true, but we do have a choice. I don't usually go to these kind of movies. I only went to see Prisoners because my 17-year-old son heard it was good, briefly told me what it was about, and he too was a little bit surprised at how violent it was. He liked it a lot more than I did. And that in and of itself was actually scary to me, that he didn't notice or even really feel the effect of its ugliness, I guess because he's grown up with it. I have allowed him and my other older son to watch PG-13 and R-rated movies maybe too soon and maybe not appropriately, but I suppose they would have in some way, shape, or form anyway, unless I was unbelievably vigilant about, you know, keeping them from the horrible content that is all over the place. But I just don't understand it. And I wish we as a society could basically let Hollywood know that we don't appreciate it. And the best way to do that would be to not go see that movie, Prisoners. So I highly recommend going to see something else. Rent any Pixar movie. Rent Singin' in the Rain, which is my favorite movie of all time. And you will feel uplifted. You will feel good. You know, if I'm going to spend $25 to go to see a movie, I don't want to walk out and feel I need a shower right afterwards. I would like to walk out humming the theme song or reflecting on the beauty of the movie like Out of Africa or Lawrence of Arabia, any of those classic epics. Even celebrate, you know, her heroism, like in The Great Escape or The Guns of Navarone or The Dirty Dozen, all movies that I grew up with that I think showed good versus evil in ways that were positive. Now it seems it's just evil and evil. There was good versus evil in the Prisoners movie, but it was so muddled as far as its moral core that I'm not even sure who we were rooting for and who we were rooting against. And in the end, the sort of surprise was like, who cares? Again, I just wanted to get out of there. I should have left, but I was with my son. I kept on thinking, this got to get better. Usually, when something isn't good in the first half hour of anything, whether you read it, watch it, listen to it, it's not going to get better. And that's a lesson I learned in my showbiz career. Anyway, we are out of time. Coming up is Political Rap with Sherrilyn Harley Laban, so stay tuned.